Hey folks, before we get to my guest this week, what are you doing this weekend? I'm telling you what you're doing. You're going to come see me do stand-up. I'm headlining at the Plain Ridge Casino in Plainville, Mass. One show, Saturday night, May 14th. Hope you can make it out. Go to plainridgecasino.com for tickets. And then in a few weeks, June 2nd to the 4th, I'm going to be at Comics Roadhouse Comedy Club at Mohegan Sun. So go to comicsroadhouse.com and get tickets there or my website. Hope to see you at one of those two dates, and we'll have some fun.
That's a part of the human experience. So when you add race onto it, or socioeconomical things to it, or classism and things like that, it brings other layers to it, you know. And these are some of the themes that we try to explore in The Devil You Know. But what you're saying is so true, because it's like, yeah, I grew up in certain areas in Brooklyn, and you know, certain behaviors were normal to me, you know. But as we progress through life, hopefully that we have a chance to do that, we meet other people from different walks of life, and they handle things differently, you know, in ways that sometimes we never thought about. Oh, I didn't know you can resolve conflict through a conversation.
All right, that's Omar Epps talking about his movie, The Devil You Know, and the character he plays. And we got into a really cool conversation, not just about the movie, but his background and how he started with rapping and poetry when he was young, and just how the way you're raised helps inform how you resolve conflicts, sometimes with your fists, sometimes with your reasoning and your mouth and your head. So it was a really cool conversation with him. We covered a lot of different areas, and a really great guy. It's the second time he's been on the show. So enjoy, Omar. And hope to see you at one of my upcoming dates, Plain Ridge Casino, May 14th in Plainville, Mass., or June 2nd to the 4th at Comics Comedy Club in Mohegan Sun. And enjoy Omar Epps. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the show. And first-timers, welcome. Returning guest, great actor. You know him from This Is Us, House, Resurrection, has a new crime drama thriller called The Devil You Know, which is in theaters now. Omar Epps, great to have you back on the show, man.
Hey, it's great to be back. And yeah, thank you for having me.
Yeah, yeah. We talked before about your book, From Fatherless to Fatherhood, and it was really great conversation. And the book is terrific. And so I was excited to see you back. And congratulations on the movie. And it's an interesting movie. It's got this sort of, it's definitely got the thriller aspect to it, but there's a really interesting relationship between your character, who's an ex-con and trying to turn over a new leaf, and your brother in the movie, and kind of there's this sort of limits of the brotherhood and loyalty that you kind of grapple with. Like, talk about that a little bit. It's a really interesting premise.
Yeah. Yeah, man. I mean, you know, this is a tale about, family, about brotherhood, about redemption, about morality. And at the end of the day, you know, we are innately programmed to protect family. But no one knows what they'll actually do until they're in that moment. Like, we always, you know, we can all say, oh, I'd do this or I'd do that, but you just don't know until it happens, right?
Right.
And so, like, we wanted to explore those themes. Charles Murray, who wrote and directed the film. You know, we had many conversations about it. Michael Illy is my co-pilot on this. And we executive produced the film, and to have such an incredible cast, the living legend himself, you know, Glenn Turman and Vanessa Bell Calloway and Will Catlett, who gives a tour de force performance, Erica Tassel, who's incredible. My wife is in the film. My daughter, you know, wrote and sang some music that's in the film. It just wasn't really a truly incredible experience, especially for all of us. Sort of, we were still in the midst of COVID, but trying to come out of it. And this is when this all took place. So I've been calling it an experience. It's not just a film. And I'm just excited for the audience to have that experience.
Well, that's amazing, because you've got a long history. And by the way, good for you putting your kid to work to support the old man. That's a good way to go.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Come on.
Somebody got to take the baton.
Yeah, exactly. Enough selling the Girl Scout cookies. Get up there and act your ass off there. No. I'm saying a lot, like, for you, you have such a great history of as an actor, and you've done so many different roles, you know, played Major League Baseball player. You've played so many. What is it about? Why is this an experience for you? Because it was a collaboration, not just in front of the camera and as well as behind the camera.
Well, I think it's a piece of both, but you know, to me, so the character that I play, Marcus, he sort of was the quote unquote black sheep of the family. And when the audience meets him, he's a fractured human being. And I mean that in the sense of, you know, this is a guy who had addiction problems and he's just newly sober. Mm. He's just got a new job. He's just opened himself up to potential romance. And so he's in a fragile position in his life. And Charles and I thought it would be fun to throw a grenade on top of all of that.
Right, exactly. Well, it's so funny because you said a minute ago about like what people will do for family. We're talking about this right after Will Smith slapped Chris Rock in the face. So at the Oscars. So I think we see what people will do for family, right? Like, I mean, there is sometimes, you know, emotion just takes over. And so this is like
exactly. Emotions take over and what's right and what's wrong. And that's why I say it's a tale of morality, because, you know, in a sense, morality is relative to what you're dealing with at the time. Like, we can be indoctrinated with, oh, you shouldn't do this and you should do that or whatever, but you just don't know until you're actually in that position, you know. And obviously, I think there are certain things as human beings that we all feel the same about, like, you know, no one should kill someone else or take another life, you know, stuff like that. But,
right,
what you referenced in terms of Will Smith and Chris Rock, I think they're both brilliant individuals. I have so much respect for both of those individuals, and I think that they'll both work that out behind the scenes where it deserves to be.
Yeah.
But obviously there was a trigger somewhere and this, that, and the other, but it's like on both sides, right? Like, comedians have the right to, that's the whole thing that makes the comedy. It's like we sort of, you know, make fun of things, mm-hmm. But at the same time, you just never know what you're making fun of, or I don't know, because I wasn't there. I was on a plane. I saw the aftermath. I'm looking at it in real time like everyone else, but I just have so much respect for them and their families. You know, I wish them the best, and I know that they're going to work it out. But going back to the devil, you know, it's one of those things. I see the correlation that you're making. It's just like, you never know what you'll do until you're in the moment.
Yeah. And it's also the way you're brought up, right? Like, one of the things that really strikes me about the film is like what your morality is might be different than my morality. And I think that's informed by how we're brought up, right? Like, I grew up in an Italian neighborhood and we fought a lot. Like, I would get in a lot of fights with people, that seemed normal to me. Right. And then I went to a different high school outside my neighborhood, and I started meeting people who like said, "Wait, you got in fights?" And I'm like, "What? You never got in fights?" Like, it was like a totally different.
Right.
And then I started.
That's a part of the human experience. So when you add race onto it, or socioeconomical things to it, or classism and things like that, it brings other layers to it, you know. And these are some of the themes that we try to explore in The Devil You Know. But what you're saying is so true, because it's like, yeah, I grew up in a certain areas in Brooklyn, and, you know, certain behaviors were normal to me, you know, but as we progress through life, hopefully that we have a chance to do that. We meet other people from different walks of life, and they handle things differently, you know, in ways that sometimes we never thought about. Oh, I didn't know you can resolve conflict through a conversation. Like you said, like, it's,
yeah,
you know, I'm a Brooklyn kid. So it's like, you know, Brooklyn, we hit you before you hit us.
You know? Right. I remember one time I got in a fight. I got in a fight with this kid, Billy Leo, in my neighborhood, right? We were fighting for like 2 hours around the neighborhood. I don't know. We must have been 13, 14. And we're fist fighting and rolling around. And like a gang of kids are around this. They're like, yeah. And my mother pulls up. It's like February. And she rolls a window down. And this is how common fighting was in my neighborhood. She goes, "What the hell are you kids doing?" She goes, Paulie, put your goddamn jacket on. You're going to catch cold." And she drives away.
She's not even worried about the fight.
She's just like, put your jacket on, right? But for me, for your character, Marcus, like, he's figuring out how to, like, it's a second time to grow up. He comes out of jail and he's figuring out there's maybe a different way to live your life because you've only known this one way, just like me going to a different high school in a way, right? Like, you start to go, oh, there's a whole other way you can live your life. And you have to learn how to live life again as an adult. And that's not easy as that character.
Exactly. And Marcus is, I mean, I think in all of our cases, it's happening in real time. And that's the thing about the character. It's just like, he's never been through this before. He's been through these things. And, you know, he's, like I said, he's an ex-felon or whatever, you know. And so he feels a way about law enforcement. And that speaks to Michael Ealy's character, my co-pilot on this thing. I'm saying that to say, like, it's another interesting layer because obviously, it's, you know, black and brown people, you know, there's a stigma when it comes to dealing with law enforcement, but then what does the black family do when, you know, the person on the other side of the table is one of them, right? Like, how do you deal with that? Because at the end of the day, he just still has a job to do and he has his reasons and you know, all of these other. It's like you get into the minutia of the human experience. And so to go back to what you were just talking about, it's like, that is so funny to me because at the end of the day, it's like, it wasn't about the fight. It was about, catch no cold now.
You catch
a cold, I'm going to bust your ass. Right, like, exactly. But I ain't worried about the fight. It's like, yeah, exactly. You know, human behavior and it's a human experience. And that's what's so exciting to me about this piece is like, this is one of those pieces that, you know, at least the screenings that I've been going to thus far, you know, people are yelling back at the screen. It's like an interactive talk and response thing. And yeah. And also when the credits are rolling, the conversation continues, you know, and I feel so good about that. Like, people are like, damn, what would you do in such a scenario? You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's when you know you're doing real art because it's touching people. All right, man. So it's a really terrific piece, and I also want to talk to you about working with James Caan in the program, but we'll do that another time. Omar Epps, great to have you back on the show. Come back anytime you want, just to talk about anything you're doing or just talk about life. The movie is in theaters now. The Devil You Know. Great to have you on. Good luck with everything, man.
Thank you, man. I appreciate your time as always, and look forward to doing it again.
There you go. That's Omar. Really love having him on. He's a really thoughtful guy. Hope you enjoyed the conversation. Hope to see you at one of my shows coming up May 14th, this Saturday, Plain Ridge Casino, Plainville, Mass. One show. Or June 2nd to the 4th at Comics Roadhouse Comedy Club at Mohegan Sun. And you can go online and get tickets. Hope to see you guys there and see you next week.